Maria Vyhivska is from Ukraine. Yuri Korochkin is from Russia. Both are 23 years old. They fell in love while playing an online video game. Their relationship began before Russia invaded Ukraine last February. With their nations at war, the chances of them continuing their relationship were low. But the couple has beaten the odds. Vyhivska was living near Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Korochkin was living in St. Petersburg in Russia. Although they lived far apart, the couple did not give up. "It wasn't hard," said Vyhivska, smiling. "I wasn't afraid, not at all. I am happy because I am loved." Korochkin described how the couple started making plans to meet in person. "It was a year ago. I started to organize my international passport to visit Maria in Ukraine," Korochkin said. "I finished it in January. And as you know, the war started in February, and it crashed all our plans. There seemed to be little hope of them meeting in person after Russia invaded Ukraine." Vyhivska and Korochkin were at a loss. She moved to Czechia soon after the war started, while he stayed at home in Russia. But still, they did not give up. "They started considering some options to live together," said Korochkin. "They decided to go to Serbia. The Slavic nation in the Balkans has remained friendly with Russia, and Russians can enter without a visa." Serbia's capital, Belgrade, was where Vyhivska and Korochkin met for the first time. "I arrived to Serbia on the 27th of April, and I waited for her for several days," Korochkin said. "She arrived from the Czech Republic, and we met each other at the central bus station." "He was all that she imagined," said Vyhivska. "There was this moment of unbelievable joy," she said. "I traveled for 16 hours and had no sleep. I couldn't sleep. So I came out of the bus and I fell into his arms." Their new life together began immediately. They first stayed in a hotel for young people before finding a small apartment just outside Belgrade. They took up different jobs while studying online at a St. Petersburg university. Life together has not been without its problems, however. Last July, pro-Russian extremists in Serbia drew a huge Z sign, a symbol of Russia's invasion, on their building. Attackers broke into their home. "They were also attacked by a violent mob," Korochkin said. "We talk about the war sometimes, but we don't have any problems between each other," he said. For Vyhivska, the biggest concern has been how she will be seen by other Ukrainians because of her relationship. She notes that her own family has no objections to the relationship. "What happens next, we'll see," she said. "We don't know what happens tomorrow." Korochkin said the couple will just take things as they come. "We are happy because we are together." I'm Ashley Thompson.